friends and disciples. Words from Jesus. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I've made known to you. John 15:15. When I was on earth, I was considered by many to be a great teacher, and people came from afar to hear my words. My disciples reverenced my teachings and respected and loved me. I not only taught them and guided them into truth and eternal life, but I also gave them my time and my friendship. They saw that I loved each of them personally and cared about their hearts, what they thought, and their physical well-being. I understood them, and they were my friends, those I entrusted with continuing the mission that I had come to earth to fulfill. And as I prepared to give my life for the salvation of humanity, I told my disciples that I no longer called them my servants, but my friends. There is no greater love than this, that a man gives his life for his friends, and everyone who loves and follows me and my word is my friend. My disciples knew that they could seek out my assistance, counsel, support, and prayer as often as they needed it. And likewise, you can come to me for your every need, for I am your good shepherd, friend, and Savior. Loving God first. Who are my mother and my brothers? He, Jesus, asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother. Mark 3:33-35. I know and experienced during my earth life how difficult it is when your family members and relatives do not understand your faith in me. At one point, when the crowd that followed me was so great that my disciples and I couldn't make time to eat, my family sought to forcibly take me away and even thought I was out of my mind. You may find that some of the people who know you have a harder time receiving your witness. I once told the disciples that a prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and among his relatives and in his own home. The unbelief of people in my hometown was so great that I did not do many mighty works among them. I have called you to love your neighbor as yourself, including your family and relatives. But I have also called you, as my disciple, to make your love for me your first priority, which means putting me first in your life. So seek first my will and my kingdom, and trust that all the rest will be added to you. Traveling dark roads. For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Hebrews 2:17-18. As your high priest, I am filled with compassion and understanding for everything that you experience in life. I understand the pain of loss, defeat, and suffering, and the times when you feel overwhelmed and don't see the way forward. I understand the depths of sorrow and loss you experience over losing those you care deeply for. I have loved you from the foundation of the world and chose to suffer and die for your eternal redemption. When you weep in anguish at what you see as the loss of the things most dear and precious to you, know that I understand your pain and loss, and I empathize with your weaknesses and struggles. During the dark times, have faith that as you place your trust in me and commit all your cares to me, I will bring you through the difficulties, loss, and failure you face in life. Through these times, you will gain priceless gifts of compassion, love for others, and the ability to sympathize with people through your experience. My disciples traveled some of the darkest roads in preparation for fulfilling the commission I had for them. Peter experienced the ultimate shame in denying that he even knew me, before becoming a fearless witness and worker of miracles in my name. Paul persecuted my early disciples before I appeared to him and called him to be a powerful witness and leader of my church. From their weakness and failure, I transformed them into great testimonies of faith and witnesses in my name. So remember my disciples who went before you and consider the outcome of their lives and imitate their faith. My power to transform lives is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Take hope and remember that even when you are in the depths of despair or going through dark and difficult times, I am always with you and will bring you through every time of difficulty and draw you closer to me. A plan and a purpose. I am sure of this, that he who begun a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6. When you are facing challenging times, keep your eyes on your heavenly future. Trust that I have a purpose and a plan in everything you experience, even if you are not able to see or understand it. Remember the words I cried out to my Father during the dark hours before my suffering and death, when I asked him if it were possible for him to remove this cup of my suffering from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. I took strength in the knowledge that my sufferings were not worthy to be compared with the glory that was to be revealed through my death, resurrection, and ascension. And you, my children, can know that the things you endure in this world are not worth comparing to the place I have prepared for you, so that where I am, you may be also. As I am glorified in my Father, so you will be glorified in me. Therefore, be encouraged. Walk on, knowing that there is a plan for your life and what you experience, and that you have a purpose and a calling. Let this knowledge fill your heart and cause you to stand strong in your faith and trust in me no matter what comes your way. I will bring the good work I began in your life to completion. It will be worth it all, every trial, every sacrifice, and every difficulty when you finish your life's mission and fully enter into my eternal love and joy. You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.